Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and welcome to this episode in which I'm going to talk you through a couple of screen reader keystrokes. Now, as I mentioned in the screen reader episode, there is a little bit of variation between JAWS and NVDA, and you'll see one of those variations come up quite early. In fact, it's going to be in the first keystroke that I will teach. But before that, I need to talk to you about screen reader buttons, for lack of a better word. That is to say, when you're reading screen reader manuals, you might see them refer to a screen reader keystroke. Now, in the JAWS manuals, they will call this the JAWS key. In NVDA, they will call this the NVDA key. And this key can be customized, but I'm going to talk you through the defaults for a second. Now, both JAWS and NVDA do use the insert key as the NVDA / JAWS key. And they do also both follow a very similar layout insofar as if you're using a desktop keyboard, as to say a keyboard that has a number pad, then your screen reader key will be the zero of your number pad when number lock is off. If you're using a laptop, however, it will be your caps lock key. This can be changed. You can change your layout in the relevant settings. So for NVDA, that will be the keyboard layout settings. For JAWS, just search for it in the settings. They've got a very handy search box. It's just worth typing keyboard in there, to be honest. And the reason this is important is because a lot of, not all, it has to be said, but a lot of screen reader keystrokes use that as a base. Now, very briefly, regarding the caps lock key on keyboard layout, you might be thinking, well, if it's caps lock, how am I actually supposed to use caps lock? And it's a fair question. The answer is pretty simple once you know it, and I shall tell you it right now. I'm not going to leave you in suspense for much longer, apart from a little bit of rambling, just to ease you into the scenario and frustrate you a little bit more. Please don't turn off the recording. Okay, I'll tell you the answer. To use the screen reader command, you'd hold down the caps lock key, but to turn on and off caps lock, you would press the key twice. So to turn on caps lock, press twice, type what you need to type, then press caps lock twice again to turn it off. Was the suspense worth it? Probably not. But there you go. So, first of all, let's talk about the very first keyboard command, and this is one I find myself using a lot. This one regards more specifically documents, but it can be used anywhere, but the context is documents, and it's a keyboard command that gets your screen reader to read from where the cursor is positioned to the end of a document, whether that document is a document or an email or a web page, it doesn't really matter. And the keyboard command is as follows. For NVDA, you hold down your NVDA key, refer to the above explanation, and press A for alpha, or A for read all. In JAWS, you hold down your JAWS key, see above explanation, and press down arrow. So, for example, if you wanted to use your screen reader to read from the top of a file, you'd go to the top of the file, see explanation below, and then press the read all keystroke, which again is NVDA and A, or JAWS and down arrow. And that will read from the position. So if you were halfway down the document, it would read from that point. You interrupt screen readers, by pressing the control key. And the control key is bottom left of the keyboard. To be honest, if you press any key, it's going to interrupt your screen reader at the end of the day, but control is the one that people recommend. In regarding this then, let's move on to document-specific keystrokes. Now these, again, can be used anywhere. It's not just document-related, but the context is documents, and these aren't necessarily specific to a screen reader. You don't need a screen reader to be turned on for these following two keystrokes, and they are the control and home and control and end keystrokes. These will jump you to the top of a document and to the bottom of a document, respectively. And the home and end keys tend to shift around a bit on the keyboard, So I recommend hunting around for those. And that brings me on to the next keystroke, which is a very useful one. NVDA and 1 and JAWS key and 1 will turn on a keyboard help, which, for lack of a better word, you can type any combination on the keyboard, and if it is a keyboard keystroke, as it were, it will tell you what it does. And to turn that off, same keystroke, JAWS and 1 or NVDA and 1. Why do you need these keystrokes, you might be thinking? Well, it's just a matter of speed, really. Referring to my above example where you want to jump to the top of the document and read it over to listen for spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes, or where you've typed, when you typed something wrong or whatever. The quick way to do that is you hold down Control and hit the Home key, and then you just hit your Read All command, which would be NVDA and A, or JAWS and down arrow. And that's that. It's as quick as that, as quick as 1, 2. The next set of keyboard commands I want to talk to you about are specific to screen readers, as far as I know. I don't think these work without a screen reader. In fact, they don't. They do something completely different. These keystrokes are to navigate in a table. So if you're in a table on a web page or in a document, this will help you to navigate it quickly. As a side note, however, these keyboard commands will not work in Google Classroom, because Google Classroom works on its own particular rules. It's worth having a read up on that before you use Classroom, or specifically Google Docs, actually, rather than Google Classroom. Google Classroom is just a web interface. Google Docs is more specifically what I'm talking about. So to navigate a table, you hold down Control, the Alt key, and then we move around using the arrow keys. So Control, Alt, and Left will move one column to the left. Control, Alt, and Right will move one column to the right. Control, Alt, and Up arrow will go up a row, and Control, Alt, and Down arrow will go down a row. So quick recap, we have done the Read All command, that's the NVDA and A, or JAWS and Down arrow. We've done the jump to top and bottom of a document, which is the Control, Home, Control, End. And we've done the table navigation, which is Control, Alt, Left, Right, Up, and Down arrows. It's worth noting, if you were curious, on some laptops, if you've not got a screen reader on and you do the table navigation keys, it will flip your screen. Not physically. A little man doesn't pop out your laptop, pick up your screen, and flip it upside down, but it does turn the orientation a bit funky. Now, finally, the last keyboard command that I want to cover in this specific episode is one that you may have heard me make reference to in episode 1. And this is a keystroke that does pretty much the exact same as right-clicking on something. This is called the applications keystroke, basically. Now, there's two ways of doing this. On older models of keyboard and older models of laptop, they have specifically an applications key, usually one or two keys to the right of the spacebar. Don't panic, though. If your keyboard doesn't have this button, all hope is not lost. You can also access this function by holding down your shift key and pressing F10. This will bring up a context menu that is the equivalent of using the mouse to right-click on any form of icon, used in, for example, the File Explorer, or in the system tray, for example, things like that. That's all I'm going to cover in this specific episode, but it's worth listening to the next one as well, where I'm going to talk about web navigation, as navigating through web pages is a little bit different to what you might be expecting.